Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. We're doing it again. Another Saturday. Seems like I was here just yesterday. You know, days are just traveling so fast. Cruising by so fast. Hot weather. Maybe I'm getting delirious. I've got a room full of excellence. To my left, my wingman has flown back in. Colonel, it's good to have you back. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing fantastic. I spent the evening with the awards for conservative leaders up in Tyler, Texas, for the Grassroots America organization, and it was a Christian organization. Now, the power was just floating around the room. I was just so impressed. And there are so many good people still working for this country.
That is absolutely correct. Because I've made this comment before. We divide our nation up by thirds. One third is anti-American. Second third are American, but they don't get off their bottoms to do anything. And then the other third is people like us and you out there listening who engage to try to preserve the republic. To my right, Judge Andy. Andy Isaacs, how you doing, Judge?
I am just thrilled to be here. It's just always exciting to come in here and be with you all and share the gospel and share hope and patience and trying to do the better thing.
Fantastic. I'll tell you what, Judge, we're going to save the announcement for after the first break.
Absolutely.
And we'll do it there. Shelby, my board operator, couldn't do it without her. Shelby, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good today. Hope everybody else is doing okay.
I'm sure they're doing much better now. Look, we got an action-packed show because at 10 o'clock, the doctor is in the house. Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. If you can't remember that, go to AaronsGunShop.com. Go to the radio show page and check out the links to all the sponsors, the people who support the program. I couldn't do it without them. Their faith in me enables me to stay on the air so you can listen to what I believe to be the best that we can put out there with what we've got available to us. Information-wise, we have to sift through the documents, the paperwork, and try to come up with a normal, sensible conclusion. Sometimes it sounds conspiratorial, but that's not a bad word. That's just what's the clarification on that word, Colonel? It's not really a bad word. People turn it into a bad word, just like they turn militia into a bad word.
Semantics. It's all about your receiver and your transmitter, and if the receiver and the transmitter don't have the same meaning for the symbol, trouble prevails.
We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also at Rockdale at 98.5 FM. You can check us out live here at Facebook at AaronsGunShop.com. Give us a call into the studio if you got a comment, question. Check out the, or try to answer the word of the day or the author of the quote, 254-697-6633. Once it's all done, it's put into podcast form, and you can check it out at AaronsGunShop.com. Go to the radio show page, and you can click on Apple, Spotify, Podbean, and we're getting tremendous downloads. Add to it. Go back in history, see it all. Don't forget, check out the Facebook videos. Go to Aaron's Gun Shop YouTube channel. Become a subscriber to that. Hundreds of videos there. Like us on Facebook. Spread the word. Share it with everybody, okay? Now, let me set the table for what we're going to talk about a little bit today before Dr. Shelley Cole gets in the studio. We'll be doing our devotional and announcements. True stories, highly unlikely today. We always enjoy those. Word of the day in a moment, quote of the day. Judge Isaac's doing his thing, revival prayer, and more. Katie at the bottom of the hour for the scratch and sniff section of the program from Ma's Kitchen in Harker Heights. The Colonel, can you give me a teaser as to what you're going to be talking about today?
We're going to drop a little truth, which is to inoculate people against the lies that are going to be coming out this week about Hurricane Hillary. Hillary, H-I-L-A-R-Y, that's coming into the Gulf of California, and we're coming up to San Diego on Monday morning.
Now, here's a conspiracy. Is it a natural hurricane, or did some foreign nation use their HAARP antennae to create wavelengths up into the higher stratospheres to cause the currents to change patterns to cause hurricanes?
I don't got my boots on.
Well, hey, that's no boot stuff. That's total truth. That's factual. I can show you the facts.
I'm not saying that that's not factual, but the hurricane
here are. Yeah. The question is, do they do it on purpose?
What I know about lives in Massachusetts, I think.
There is some things, like somebody pointed out, and that was Dr., and I just lost her name, as I'm seeing her face. But anyway, she says that there is no modified RNA in the vaccine, because to make one dose of the modified RNA cost almost $500,000, because she's been involved in making some of it. So there are lies floating around out there, and there, it's probable but not possible.
Shelby, we need to get the X-Files music. You know, the truth is out there.
Y'all need to hear it right now. Play it anytime anyone says weird.
You want the quote of the day?
Not yet. Right. Not yet, Colonel. Yeah. In just a minute. Let's see. Let me do the word of the day first. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you could put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. And put the word in a sentence, and the colonel likes it, I'll get you something. Coffee cup, a lunch certificate. And also, you can tell me if my mic is working well. I have a directional mic, and sometimes I'm not directing my voice in that direction. So let me know if it's washed. If it is, I'll change out the mics. The word of the day is blindsided. Blindsided. It's a verb. Definition: catch someone unprepared, attack from an unexpected position. It comes from this headline, which is a disgrace, by the way. Entire police department resigns in Minnesota City, leaves mayor blindsided, and he's got zero applicants. Gee, I wonder why they're not, they're quitting.
I can't imagine why they were just up there in Minnesota quitting.
And then yeah. I think we were talking, having a discussion about how they're going to have officers in schools. And where are you going to get them?
Where are they going to get them?
Well, what about the football player? I thought you were talking about the football player that was blindsided by some kind of an accusation.
Yeah,
about his
getting irritated with that story. It's just like, it's a feel-good story. Now you got this crap coming out.
Why come out now about it? Why now? What is his name?
It's Michael football Orr? Season.
The only thing I can think of is if he's not adopted, maybe he doesn't have inheritance rights. I don't know. Why would you get upset?
Tui own all the Taco Bells?
Something like that. Yeah. Something. Yeah. So here this guy, Orr, gets picked up by them, home, sheltered, educated, the works, and he's pulling this crap. Sorry.
Is he not a football player anymore? No. Is he running out of money?
I don't know. I think the Tui's pretty much made him save his money, so I don't know.
Colonel, give me your quote of the day, sir.
Truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. And you can tell by the English, it came from back in the founding era.
Uh-huh.
Truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light.
Is this a commonly known person back
yes,
in the day?
Yes, very.
All right. So
we have some famous founding fathers.
Give me a call, 254-697-6633. You know, Shelby, I'm wondering, do you have something you'd rather do than this?
Me?
How would you rather this or that? You got one of those? Would you rather?
Man.
She's got three beautiful kids.
Is that right? Yeah. Give me one, would you rather?
I can figure it out. Okay. Would you rather lose an arm or would you rather lose a leg? And not one of your choice. It has to be chosen for you. You can't say, okay, take my left arm or take my left. It's just chosen for you. Would you rather lose at random, you know, one of your arms or one of your legs?
I think I already know. Do you know?
I know.
I think... God forbid this ever happens, but I think I'll go with a leg.
Yes,
me too.
What?
Yeah, because your fingers can manipulate things, whereas a leg, there's so much advancement in putting an artificial leg.
Your hands are constantly used if you're walking around.
No.
Jumping on one.
Have you seen these guys with spring?
You seen these prosthetics?
In this situation.
That's not in the rules. That's right.
How about you, Judge?
As a judge, I'm going to have to say that I'm going on Matt's side because it wasn't explained that you couldn't have prosthetics.
So. Now, you see, what we'll do is if you lose one and I lose one, we'll just lean up against each other.
That's right. We'll walk together.
How about you, Colonel?
I lose a leg anytime to one of my arms.
There you go. All right. That was interesting. Give me a call. Tell me what you'd lose. And don't say your wife or your husband. We're talking an extremity, okay?
And no, you can't have prosthetics anymore.
Hey, I've been without a leg for 7 years at one point in my life, so I can do it.
Really?
Let me move on with the setting of the table here. Give me a call and tell me what you'd rather. Racism in America today, a real or manufactured problem? Manufactured capital letters. And if you're the racist out there, go away. Just go away. If you're offended by somebody who's racist, then grow up. Move out. You don't like your job, get a different one.
But look, all the people that are racist
don't think they're racist. No. So they're like, well, right, I hate all the races, but they're the racist.
I bring this up all the time. I'm from New York originally, okay? And I lived in a town that had 52% of it was black, and I lived 100% in the black side, deep in the middle of it. And I had so many friends, it was unbelievable. Color means nothing. It's the character that counts. Let's get over this once
That's
and
right.
for all. Former U.S. This is funny. Former U.S. Senator claims he once threatened to kick the you-know-what out of Joe Biden for treatment of his wife. He's scratching and sniffing women back then, too.
Please don't call this session anymore,
because
I'm going to think of it.
Biden could lose presidency because of Afghanistan. This is from Mark Thiessen. No, he's not going to lose
That's
it because
not
of that.
Why.
They're going to take him out, and I say that figuratively and politically, because he's getting to the point where it's too obnoxiously obvious that they've got to put somebody else in.
It's very obnoxious.
My guess is that Biden is going to have a stroke.
In some form of medical.
Yeah.
Article 25, right?
No.
Okay. 10 seconds. Let me give one more before we come back here. The GOP erupts after 2018 text from Hunter Biden claiming he paid dad's bills for the past 11 years. We'll take a break. Be back in 3. I'll finish up the highlights, then we'll get to Judge Andy. Andy Isaacs.
Had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Here I go.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Mentor Radio Program. The number here, 254-697-6633. Shelby, go ahead and introduce the Facebook Live audience to our new add-on. We've got a couple bobbleheads here. Let's see what we got. We got me.
Hello, everyone. Here.
Hey, that's me.
I love America.
And then we've got the Trumpinator.
Oh, what?
don't be doing that crap.
I'm just kidding. They're friends. Oh, I
now,
love you, man. I love America.
Yeah, God bless America. All right, let's move on.
And the hits just keep on coming.
They're going to freeze frame, click it, and all that. All right, let's continue on with show highlights. After hours on beach, Joe Biden says, no comment about death toll in Hawaii. Mm. The picture there, they're loving it, reading the book. The waves are crashing on their feet while Hawaii burns.
And the guy that was conservative, he was conserving the water. And wouldn't let the firefighters have any of the precious water to fight the fire with.
How do you stop? So that's most states, if they're fighting a fire, they can come get your water right out of your pool, whatever they need to get.
Whatever.
They don't have to ask.
This guy shut down. He was part of the emergency management. Would not give the police or would not let them release the water out of the reservoir to refill the pumping station so they could have pressure. And the other thing was the environment.
He's not in jail.
Let them trim the roads and get the brush back.
Well, wait a minute. You know what I just heard? I have not gone to verify this. I heard it off the news. And that is, I forget where I heard this actually, where there's something in the law that says if there's a catastrophic event that they can reclaim the land to do other things with the land. So you had
it's crazy how many people were calling these people like within the couple days saying, hey, I see your land is destroyed. You feel like selling it? Like, still on fire.
Where's the mercy?
Yeah. Can you calm down?
Obama pulls strings in Joe Biden's White House. Gee, did we even doubt that?
Now, it's not Obama pulling the strings. It's Obama's puppeteers. Obama is also a puppet.
Well, Obama is the voice, is
Valerie
the mouth.
Valerie Jarrett. Yeah.
Obama is the mouthpiece that goes into the earpiece of Joe Biden, and Obama's being run, too. I've said that a long time. The whole upper echelon are puppets, one puppet master. Biden tells kids visiting the White House he knows where to get ice cream.
No, no.
Daddy owes you. I'm like, what the hell is that? What is this?
I know where he
is. It's called grooming. Grooming.
Oh. All right.
And
this is sad. Plea negotiations could mean no 9/11 defendants face death penalty, the U.S. tells families.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. We kill 3,000 people, but if you kill your neighbor's dog, you got to be put down.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you're listening to the top of the hour news, do you hear the headlines that I'm giving you?
No.
The majority of the time, it's no. That's why I think the top of the hour news is worthless. It's worthless. That's why I try to get rid of it off my show as much as possible, because it's garbage. It's lamestream. It's all lockstep. They all do the same thing because they all have one single agenda, and that is to break down this nation, communism all the way, one world government, one world order, and you've got these idiot peons marching to the orders because they have no clue and don't do their homework to figure it out. Whew. I paused.
You got a breath.
Yeah.
Trump says Georgia indictment comes during dark period for U.S. Vows to fix it by winning. Amen to that. Trump to sit down with Tucker Carlson in lieu of first Republican presidential debate because he's not going to do the debate, and I don't blame him. And now this one, this last one here, this is huge. Anheuser-Busch family heir volunteers to buy back company from current owners. He says, make that brand great again. Two points I want to make here. The heir says, I'll buy it back because you're blowing it and you're screwing it up. You also can tell he's conservative because the quote he said, who a liberal would say those words? Mm-hmm. And what I think is going to happen, except for Kid Rock, that idiot, tell you about that one in a second too. You got Anheuser-Busch heir going to buy it back and he's talking patriotism words like this. I think the people who liked Bud Light will say, thank you. That's all we were waiting for. And Bud Light will skyrocket back up in sales because if we hold on to this, even after the guy buys it back and tries to make it different and says, hey, you guys screwed up. You shouldn't have done that. I'm going to fix it. We should say, right on. That's how you do
it. Fixed is it almost seems like it's too late because I'm only fixing it because I messed up, not because I really believe in it.
No, it's not him.
Anheuser-Busch Air is buying it from the Nimrod who screwed up the marketing.
I don't know if George Soros will let them buy it back.
It has to be
fire everybody in that place, and everybody in there is the ones who made the mistake.
One step at a time. One step at a time. Okay. Anyway, I'm done. Judge, talk to me, buddy.
You know, one of the things that a lot of people struggle with in their lives is unforgiveness. They have something that's happened to them in their life. Sometimes it's a long time ago. You know, I'm talking about like at least 5 or 6 minutes. You know, like when you were a kid, your parents did something, your brother and sister did something, your friend next door did something, and you harbor that and you hold on to it. But we talk about that, how we want grace, right? I don't just want forgiveness, I want grace. Jesus even showed grace to Judas knowing that he was going to betray him. So if we're when we harbor this and when we hold on to it and when we keep this anger that we'll have it built up inside of us, it just hurts us. It doesn't hurt that person that you're
mad at. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
You forgive the person, but you don't want to hang around with
them. Yeah,
well, where's the separation there?
There's such a thing as, you know, keep them at an arm's length. Okay, keep them where you can. You know, I don't say...
My arms aren't that long.
Yeah, well, you know, get you some extensions.
Shelby wants to take one of my arms. You know,
what you're saying about forgiveness, I think that's one of the biggest things about Christianity. And this, when the conversion and you accept the fact that God can forgive you, then that gives you permission to forgive yourself. And that's one of the things that holds, like you just said, holds so many people down. It's right. Holding this something secret and won't forgive yourself for something you can't change.
That's right. So you've got to learn to forgive. If we want to be like Jesus, which is what we're called to be as Christians, it's not a process that happens overnight. It takes years and constant reading your Bible, constantly getting into it. I know this guy that sends me a text every morning, sometimes really early, and really kind of hacks me off when I forget.
What a jerk.
but I know that, Chase, that kind of stuff is what gets you to where you want to be. You know, and holding on to something like non-forgiveness really affects how we our attitudes, what our day's going to be like, and if, what our main goal is that we need to make sure that we're there where we need to be. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, help me to know how to and when to and what to do about forgiveness. Lord, we know that there's a lot of people out there really hurt. Some things are horrible and terrible. But Lord, just help us to know how to forgive and teach us about forgiveness. Show us what forgiveness really is, because you forgave us when we hung you on a cross. And Lord, just be with us, show us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I have a big announcement.
Oh, tell.
As of September 1st, I will also be the municipal judge in Rockdale, Texas.
Wow. That's called excellence right there. Fantastic.
It was really kind of surprising that they came to me at the first of the month of August and said, you know, we'd like for you to be interim. And that's what it is. Right now, it's just interim. And I hope that it'll eventually become permanent. But it's just, you know, and I've been going around talking to the people that run the show and telling them I'll be the easiest judge you ever dealt with.
Well, based on your record from what you've been doing in the precinct, I can't imagine anything different when you're doing it as a municipal judge.
Well, thank you. Every day we face battles, and every day we're going to always do that. That's always what we are. If we ever get not face a battle, we'll get complacent and lazy and fat. So, Lord, MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. Give us a call. We would love to help you. We need your help. God bless you. Have a great day.
Very good, Andy. Cutting you short just because the clock is ticking here. I do devotionals Monday through Friday, Colonel. Hold on the paper. Doing devotionals Monday through Friday for a long time. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. And on this particular day, I'm picking Wednesday of the week. So if you're listening here and you've got your devotional that has been sent out, it's going to be the Wednesday one. I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the Gang for sponsoring the program. I've been dealing with them for a long time when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. They can square you away as well. They got two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. Belton is 254-939-1357. Or simply, yeah, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Today's devotional reads. Good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, our country is in peril. and these are not clickbait words either. From top to bottom, our leadership has been infiltrated by the evil one. Many of our citizens have turned to self and individualism. This comes from Galatians 5, 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, division, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I know, right? I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. I continue. This nation cannot survive unless we repent. We are ambassadors of Christ. It is our duty to spread the word, defy the corruption, make peace, and show others by example how we are to be. This is from Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And I close. If we fill the world with the Spirit, then there will be no room for the flesh. Each one of us has the power given to us by the Spirit to make a difference in our lives, our nation, and the world if we all work together and work together now. Let's all do some introspection and come out swinging. Have a blessed day. Be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, the Colonel Rayford Brown in studio. Judge Andy Isaac, Shelby, my board operator, you, the listening audience, callers on the line, people texting, emailing, commenting. I want to tell you something out there, ladies and gentlemen. To do a show like this, you got to really want to do it. And so when you put your heart out into it and you get responses, we just had a phone call, and I can't thank the individual enough for expressing it. I've got people who text me all the time, people on emails, outside the street. It means a lot. Shelby, you get, I think we all get it here.
I get texts during the show that talk about it and after.
The Colonel gets commentary when he's out to eat. Oh, I know that voice. Judge, I think you have the same thing happening.
Yep, it just all the time.
It motivates us more and more knowing that you're enjoying the show. You appreciate the information coming out, because I'm going to be quite frank and honest with you. I think a lot of people don't realize what it takes to put a show on like this for 3 hours, especially when I was doing it 5 days a week. Okay, you have to eat, sleep, and drink it so that you can cross-reference, cross the dots, micro-analyze a person's actions, a person's little quip. Is that the right word? Quip? Little short.
I'm a separate person. I can't double hold.
Okay. Let me get to the base here. Let me get Katie on the line. Katie, welcome to the program. Katie from Mom's Place, Harker Heights. How are you doing this morning, Katie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. My stomach's already grumbling, growling, wanting to know what you have available at Ma's Kitchen today.
Sorry. Today our specials are our mass special with onion rings. Woo-hoo. And black coffee.
Yes, ma'am.
Your favorite.
That's right.
We also have our country.
It's my
we
favorite.
We also have our country combo. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. We keep stepping on each other. Go ahead.
Okay. Our country combo with two sides super salad. And then we have our New York strip steak, also with two sides super salad.
Well, that sounds very good to me. And are you still secretive on the expansion?
I am. I've been sworn to secrecy.
All right, we won't push it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you wonder why we have a difficult time communicating with Katie, it's because basically she's doing 20 million things at once, probably listening on a speakerphone. She has to. So she'll talk, I'll pause, she pauses, I talk, and we'll get through this. How can they get a hold of you, Katie?
You can get a hold of us at 254-699-0011. Okay. And we are located at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights, Texas.
Fantastic. If you haven't gone there already, you need to go. Great menus. And you can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, click on the Ma's Place icon. You get to look at the menu and all that. And if you're 30 to 40 minutes away and somebody's in the car with you, that's about how much time it'll take to make a decision on what you want, because every item on the menu is delicious.
And be sure that when you crank it into your GPS that you add Harker Heights, because if you put in 139 West Veterans Memorial, you will wind up in the gate for Fort Hood if you go to Killeen.
Katie, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Tell everybody we said hi. And we will talk to you again soon, okay?
I sure will. You guys have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye-bye now. Colonel, take it away, sir.
All right. Today we're going to spread a little truth. And the quote today, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. So without too much pains, but I'm going to try to bring it to light. There is a Eastern Pacific hurricane in the Baja California area that's going to be visiting San Diego on Monday morning. Hurricane Hilary, H-I-L-A-R-Y. And you are going to see the mainstream media explode with all kinds of rhetoric about climate change and all kinds of stuff. So in order to inoculate you against the propaganda, we're going to have a little truth to start off with. And it's my supposition that truth will inoculate you against propaganda and lies. And this works with diversity, equity, inclusion. I don't say don't teach it, because that leaves a vacuum. Don't burn books. Teach the truth, and the truth will inoculate you against lies.
Now, the first truth that we threw out, we've been talking about carbon dioxide and the fact that it is not a major controlling factor, that it's only 4% of greenhouse gases, and only 4% of carbon dioxide is man-made, and only 4% of man-made carbon dioxide is made in the United States. So that's not a player. If you completely shut down the United States, it makes absolutely no difference at all to the climate. But it does meet the Third World Order's desire to destroy the United States. All right, so now that's an inconvenient fact. There is a book called That, Inconvenient Facts, by Gregory Wrightstone, and it's a few years old now, but it's the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know about climate. And
can I show the book?
We'll hold this up. I'll let Shelby help us. And anyway, this is one book, and there's another one here, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. And both of these books, just a few facts that will help us. Now, if we look at the Inconvenient Facts book, we see that there has been a steady parade for the last 200 years of climate change predictions and things. We've had people from the Society of Climate and stuff, from people talking about the fact that the ice cap is melting and then it doesn't melt, and that we've got where glaciers are melting. Yes, they did. As a matter of fact, the Great Lakes in the United States were gouged out by a glacier that receded. Oh, well, let's call that an ice age. Every 225,000 years, just about, we have an ice age. We're going to have another one. We've had seven or so that we know about in the past. So these things happen, and we are coming out of an ice age now, so climate is going to continue to warm. The 1800s were the coldest century in 1,000 years, so the only direction left is up. So this is not a big thing. So inconvenient fact number 49, there has been no increase in frequency of hurricanes in the recent data. The data that they recorded for the last 250 years shows that it's actually a downward trend in the number of hurricanes. So the climate freaks, the scary people, the ones that want to make hysteria, said, oh, well, they're increasing in intensity. So inconvenient fact number 50, we have seen for 250 years, okay, that was decreasing intensity, or excuse me, frequency, and there is no significant, and this is fact 51, no significant increase in hurricane intensity due to warming. And there, it's cyclical, but it's been decreasing, and it will continue to do this. There's nothing that says that hurricanes and all this stuff is going to happen. So get ready for it. It's going to be in the mainstream media. It's going to be nothing but press hype over this. They're fewer but larger. They'll say that, or they're going to say that it's climate change that caused this hurricane in the eastern Pacific. That is a large hurricane, but it's been a long time since we've had one. We haven't had any in the eastern Pacific. We haven't had any landfall so far in this hurricane season that started back in June. So don't let them lie to you. Be forearmed that things happen, and it's important that you know that hurricanes are not a product of global warming. Global warming is hype. It's not man-made. Yes, it was happening, but it has to do with the orbit of the sun and the, excuse me, the orbit of the Earth around the sun and the tilt of the Earth on its axis, which varies about 20-some degrees. So we have lots of things that cause climate change, but our little tidbit of human interaction is not it. And the United States is the cleanest manufacturing country in the world. For the product that we produce, we are the cleanest. The major polluters are Russia, China, and India. And they produce 96% of the There's some others. 15% of that's made up by the other 100 and some countries. But it's China, Russia, and India that are the major carbon dioxide polluters. And they're not covered by the Paris Accords until 2030. Only the United States, the cleanest country mm-hmm. in the world, is covered, and it's because they want our money. It's hey, Colonel, all about power.
About to go to break, but before that break, let me make a little quick short story. The facts of the people and the names may be a little bit crazy because I can't remember it all 100%, but the bottom line is this. I think it was Cortez and the Aztecs. He goes down there, and he's got to make his trip back, doesn't have enough food. He wants to get food from the native tribes. They said, no, only got enough for us. And he goes, okay. He knew the eclipse of the sun. He said, 1 week, my God will cover the sun. Because he knew, and the tribe was ignorant. Is that what they're doing to us? The ignorance of the people gets swayed by these people who know the facts, but they manipulate it a certain way?
They don't even have the facts on their side. They're just putting out propaganda.
Okay,
it's
we'll take
propaganda.
A break. Be back in three.
My name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, finishing up the first hour, final segment with the Colonel doing his constitutional thing. I got a couple things to say before we do that. After the top of the hour, Dr. Shelley Cole's in studio. She's in the studio now, but she'll be talking to us at the 10 o'clock hour. Word of the day is blindsided. Give me a call. Put it in a sentence. Colonel, your quote again, if you have it readily available.
Truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light.
There you go. So the number 254-697-6633. Colonel?
All right. We're going to switch gears a little bit here and switch away from the climate and some facts about that. But don't let them blow smoke up your fundamental orifice on the lower end. So they're going to be trying to do that. Propaganda will be out in full force this weekend. All right, inconvenient facts. Let's look at some other facts. Last night, I was at the Champions of Freedom Awards dinner up in Tyler, Texas, put on by Grassroots America, and a fantastic organization. And it was encouraging because what we saw was that there are many Christian champions of freedom striving to restore America. And one of the topics that came up over and over again was 1 Corinthians 13:6, which I'm going to take out of context a little bit, but the three words that I want are rejoice in truth. And what we have seen so much of is lies, 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 and more lies. So I want to talk about some of the, there were about 12, well, less than that, there were about eight leaders that were recognized, and I want to throw out some of the adjectives that were used to describe these people. Defender of children, God's work, God's mission, and that was the bill, the 900 bill that protected children that was passed by the legislature, the mutilation. We also got some good stuff on getting the books, the pornography, out of the libraries. Mm-hmm. Happy warrior, persuader. That was used to describe one guy that spends an immense amount of time. Every time I went down to Austin, he was already there and could greet me with a smile. Happy warrior. If you don't ask for what you want, you won't get it. That was one of the quotes from one of the leaders. This was a spiritual group. There are many in this war, and one of their quotes was, stir the pot, poke the bear. And I think that that was, the poke the bear came from a former Navy SEAL. That sometimes when you want things to change, you got to poke the bear.
Yeah, my family says that to me all the time. Did we poke the bear? Did we poke the bear?
I have a shirt that says, don't poke the bear.
And so the Conservative Caucus Chairman was one that was putting this out. And remember, this was the group, the Conservative Caucus, that when they were selecting the new Speaker of the House to replace Pelosi when the Republicans got the majority, they wound up against this dozen or so really strong people. Well, it's coming again, Pete. September is the end of the fiscal year, and we need another budget thing. And they, the Conservative Caucus, are really upset at the way the Republicans caved and the way the Senate pushed the big spending stuff back down on top of them. They put $4 trillion back in the budget that the House had cut out, and we've already added $1.6 trillion since that was passed back in May. We've added $1.6 trillion to the debt. We can't do this. They understand this. The Conservative Caucus is fantastic. One of the members of a panel, we had a panel from the Conservative Caucus that was Scott Perry, the chairman from Pennsylvania, Eli Crane, who's a freshman in the House of Representatives, a former SEAL, and Chip Roy from Texas, one of our heroes here that tends to offset a little bit. One of our other former veterans that he is a veteran, but he wears a patch and he does not have a vision of what is conservative anymore. But the Conservative Caucus, what the SEAL, Eli Crane, said, they have a motto or a phrase they repeat again and again, and it's find work. When you look at a situation, if you know
If you can see something that needs to be done and start moving in that direction, it will work out well. And a group works well when everybody is trying to find work. And something my father taught me, or my grandfather, was if you can figure out what needs to be done next and start heading in that direction without being told and get to work, you will never starve, because there will be people that want you to work for them. They will always find you to try to give you food and get you to work for them.
Got that right.
All right, so find work. If you sit around, and I have had people, I've hired people before, and as soon as they finish what I have explicitly told them to do, they will sit on their hands and not look around it. You know, move the box of trash over or whatever. That's just it. They're done until you tell them exactly what they have to do. All right, there was a comment about the U.S. public. Fat, lazy, checked out, and complacent. Those are really stiff words, but when 85% of the registered voters don't participate in the major election, and we have 96% don't participate in local elections, can you deny it? Fat, lazy, checked out, complacent. Sometimes when the shoe fits, you need to wear it.
Or have it put up your backside.
And yes, the shoe. All right. September, coming battle, big time over the budget. The fiscal year ends on September 30th, and Chip Roy has assured us, and the other members of the panel were shaking their fists in the sky, that they are not caving. The conservative caucus will be heard when it comes time to control the budget. Another phrase that we heard was battery cars. Everybody should understand, do not say electric cars. If it was an electric car, you would plug it into the wall and drive as far as your extension cord would let you. It is a battery-powered car, and the batteries come from China. All right. One of the words of advice from the leader was, don't use the hammer first on those who seek power and control. If you go down to Austin or to Washington and talk to people that are seeking power and control, first try to nudge them in the direction you want them to go. Ask them to go, ask them for what you want, and if that doesn't work, then you pull the hammer out and use it. The song, and this just came out, Rich Men North of Richmond, and this is catching on. You need to get hold of this one and the movie. It's supposed to be good. Fear of God, that's one of the things that really works for a country. And it was mentioned, the 714.
Let's clarify that word fear. It's not fear, it's respect.
Well, okay, yes.
But in the Bible they use fear, but that's what it's meaning.
Yeah, I don't fear my wife, but I respect her a lot. All right. That brings back a joke. I've heard about this of the guy that came home drunk and beat his wife up and then fell down on the bed and went to sleep. And he woke up in the morning and he was sewed up in the sheet. And she was waiting there with a stick. And when he woke up, she beat the tar out of him and left and said, remember this. Okay. Fear of the wife. Chip Roy has written a letter and was asking for people to sign up and join up with this. And it's about taking care of our budget and our country. Exodus 18:21, men of truth. We need to keep this in mind, that truth will prevail if we make a little exercise to pull it out. And this is the same thing that's going to happen with Trump. Sean Hannity on his show the other day had an excellent timeline that showed that every time they drop some information on the Biden Crime Foundation, the next day, at the beginning of the day, they drop another charge against Trump. There's a book out of print, but Proverbs Prayers, it's one you should look at and try to find. And we're running out of time, and we thank you for the chance to share the information. It's great country. There are still great people working to keep it great. We are in deep trouble. Nobody denies that. That is the truth. But we have to keep trying. We can't give up and turn it over to them.
You know, Colonel, that's excellent, because I was just thinking, if I had an everyday show again, my hard push, like it is on this day, is patriotism. Love this country. It's a miracle from God. Literally, it's a miracle from God. I want to protect it, and let's get the patriotism back in our heart. Let's get that revival. We're going to take a break. When we come back, what?
Not yet.
I thought you said I had 20 seconds.
No, I said you had 1 minute.
Well, great. That gives me more time to talk.
Hey, I've got another book. Hold that book up, too. This is another one, The Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
Let me finish my speech here. Ladies and gentlemen, what's it going to take for you not to be the first third, the second third, but be the third third, okay? And that is, the first one don't care, the second third care, but they don't do anything, and the third care and are doing something. Let's bring you over to our side, you second third. The other ones, take a plane ticket and get the hell out of here.
Do us a favor real quick and say third third three times fast before we go to break.
Let's go to break, Shelby. You're gonna
third.
I'll be back.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Attention to detail. Customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. budgethostcameron.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, hour number two, again, still in the presence of excellence. The Colonel, Rafer Brown, my wingman, Shelby Meyer, my board operator, and to my right, my special guest host, Dr. Shelley Cole.
Hey, Shelley, good morning.
It's
good morning.
Always a pleasure when you're in here. We enjoy you so much. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's always great to be here. You all are an amazing team, and it's good to be a part.
Thank you. Thank you very much for doing it. Let me go through my rigmarole at the top of the hour. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM, The Ranch. Also out of Rockdale at KRXT 98.5 FM. You can watch us live at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call in the studio. You got a question, 254-697-6633. Once it's all done, it's wrapped up, put into a pretty package and sent over to the podcast department. And you can check it out at aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, and it's all right there. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the Colonel because he always wanders over by the muffins and he looks at him like he's not
going to. I want to thank all my sponsors, all the private donations. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Tell everybody you know. The bigger we get, the more we can do. And we just thank you for listening, calling in, texting, and all that. Shelley, what's on the table today?
Yeah, well, you know, over the pandemic, we took care of about 4,000 patients over the telephone, essentially. And my liability carrier allowed us to cross state lines. And so we were talking to anyone in all the states. Mm-hmm. And so it was a crazy, crazy time for us because my goal was just to keep people out of the hospital. And so we used a lot of hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, my gosh. That was a joke.
Right. And we had those hydroxychloroquine nebulizers for a while. And Dr. Zelenko and I were trying to do a study on the nebulizer because it was so beneficial.
You can use me as a test product, right?
Yeah. That helped you.
Yeah. I don't think if I didn't have it, you were doing like a shock treatment to a pool where it needs chlorine. It's turning green. You shock it with a lot of chemical to make it pretty again.
Right.
But then the pH balance isn't right. That's kind of what you were doing to me. You're shocking my system to clean it out because that was pretty bad.
Well, a lot of the manifestations at that time of COVID were in the lungs. And so the nebulizer was a great treatment. But we couldn't get it. You know, no one would make it for us in Texas. And it was really complicated. And so we stopped using it, and then most of us switched to ivermectin, and it was incredible because people immediately had a benefit, you know, or they would say, well, I've used a horse paste and it didn't work, but typically they didn't use a therapeutic dose.
Shelley, if somebody was preventing it with the ivermectin, I guess you could say they didn't get it was good. But what about, do you have different stages of ones who had it and the amount of time it took once they did start taking it? Like if somebody had it mild, it's gone in a couple days. If they had it like me, it took maybe a week to 10 days. Can you give a basic background on that?
Well, of course, the different variants hit us differently too, you know. And so everyone has a different body burden of toxins. You know, so their immune system is working differently. Mm-hmm. And so some people got really, really hit hard. And then other people, and interestingly enough, there was a Stanford study early on, and it said, you know, that over 80% of people had no symptoms at all.
So we went through all this basically and got crazy for no reason.
Pretty much,
yeah.
Yeah. But there were people that were dying, mostly because they were put on the ventilator.
We were together long enough to go to this article where somebody got, and I got in an argument with a caller, there was two cases. One died in a motorcycle accident and one died by gunshot. They died by COVID because they didn't die of COVID. They died with COVID.
Right.
So your numbers just skyrocket.
Right. And then not only that, which was perverse enough, of course, there were financial incentives to be diagnosed.
That's right.
So docs made more money. Hospitals made more money. You had a COVID diagnosis, ICD-10 diagnosis. They made more money on the ventilator They made more money if they used Remdesivir. They got a 20% bonus on top of the entire hospital bill if they use Remdesivir.
You know, the colonel was talking about the corruption in the information given out with climate change. We're talking about this in the medical field. It's like nothing is pure anymore.
No.
You can't trust anything. You can't trust the news. You can't trust CDC. You can't trust the WHO. I'm not talking WHO. I'm talking World Health Organization.
Right.
It's like, where do you go anymore? So you're a gem. You're a beacon of light out there for people who are lost in the wilderness.
Well, listen, I was, you know, I'm a board certified OBGYN. Okay, I usually don't treat respiratory infections. I mean, that's not some, you know, I knew a couple of antibiotics that they used for pneumonia, but I never really, you know, treated patients. But when they were being turned away from the hospital and they would say, you're not sick enough. And I would like, what are you talking about? What are you? And they would say, well, they told me that once my lips turned blue, then I should come back so that they can put me on a ventilator. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So this was really, in my opinion, and I've seen the corruption in medicine for a long, long time. And we could talk about that all day. But I will say this is the first time that a disease had been politicized. And it was like, what do you mean? And so you could clearly see the lines drawn, you know, who were opposed to this. And the CDC comes out and says, you know, come on, y'all. Ivermectin is a horse, you know, drug. And though it received the Nobel Peace Prize, I mean, it is a miraculous drug.
Couldn't we look at this three ways? One, it was meant on purpose, the Wuhan thing. That's one avenue.
Right. Bioweapon.
Bioweapon. Exactly right. The other one would be total incompetence from the medical community, or avenue number three, profitability. Taking advantage. Don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Well, I think the first two that you mentioned, you know, the absolute least is that, you know, they were stupid. And they're not stupid people. They're not stupid. I mean, clearly, there was an agenda. And the agenda all stemmed around how do we get our EUA, our emergency use authorization for the vaccine?
Yeah.
How do we get it? And so there were two criteria to get an EUA. One is you can't have any other drug available that works.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have to have a crisis.
Gee, so okay. You work it together. Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. Cause the problem. You know how they're going to react. It's okay, though, because we have the solution at hand.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly.
Wow. I'm teaching that for years. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was shocking. And so we just started taking care of patients. In the end, they did really well. You know, we had one death in the 4,000 that I'm aware of. We did track some people down that went to the hospital. But we never heard back from several of them. But if we could get to them early on, then we could stop them from going to the hospital.
And the other factor that comes into play here, though, Shelley, is people have to have personal responsibility for their health. I understand people have certain things that happen, okay? But if you're just lazy, eat terribly, just don't do anything to help the cause. You know, there's only so much you can do, Doc.
I completely disagree.
Oh, no.
I completely disagree, Matt.
Talk to me. Why?
Because our food is polluted. You know, all...
Well, no, you don't disagree because I'm saying they're not eating right. They should pay attention to the polluted food and try to do their best to overcome it.
That's water. Our water is polluted. Our food is polluted. You know,
hey, let me pull out my 9mm so I can just cap myself and get it over with, you know?
I mean, look, if you trust your doctor and you go in there and they say, here, take this antibiotic for this, you know, condition, and it completely disrupts the gut microbiome, you know, hey, take this, you know, like the statins, the cholesterol medicines, okay? The cholesterol medicine, again, we're treating a symptom, not a disease, because high cholesterol is not a disease. It's a symptom, okay? And so we give it to them to lower their cholesterol, right? And then we say, well, that equates lowering their risk for a heart attack.
You know what I've done?
What?
I stopped buying food, and all I do is buy broccoli and toothpicks.
What?
Broccoli and toothpicks.
Broccoli's supposed to be healthy. You're going to get in your teeth, so you got to pick it out, right?
Where are you getting your broccoli? Pesticides.
Exactly.
Sprayed with pesticides. Yeah, there you go.
Just toothpicks that could have like termite spray on them from when they got them. From
you're absolutely right. But Shelley, I brought this up a long time ago. I said, let's use 1950 as the cutoff, and just give me my 20-second mark. Just shout because I'm not looking at you. Okay. 1950 is the cutoff mark. Everything up to 1950, you could do normal. You exercise, you do all this, you eat right. Everything's okay because the food wasn't contaminated.
Hey, it's 20 seconds.
20 seconds, okay. But at 1950, what you normally did prior to 1950 to live healthy, you've got to adjust your thought process because you're getting polluted.
Right.
Chemicals in the
Look,
water.
Look, there are so many more toxins now than we dealt with in 1950. That's what I really want to talk about
today.
Okay,
that's what we're going to do right after the break. I got Dr. Shelley Cole here. She's awesome. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. Go to her website, healthysuccessworks.com. Or if you forget that, aaronsgunshop.com, go to the icon. Be back.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buckholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. In parentheses, the Dr. Shelley Show today. She'll be here for the next hour and 45 minutes. And if you got a question, comment, challenge, problem, she can most likely fix it up. Okay, so give us a call, 254-697-6633.
Well, so, I would love to hear from the listeners, you know. I'd love to hear what they want to hear.
You know, well, I was talking about Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
And he's got this mathematical formula, and he says it works for all programs. It says the amount of people that call are less than 0.5% of your total listening base, because they're doing stuff. They listen. Right. They want to hear somebody else call.
Right.
So, and some people says, well, they're going to call. I want to call, but really somebody else is going to call, and nobody calls.
Right, okay? Exactly.
So I'm telling you, the phones are open. Give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. Shelley, the banter is done. Take it away. It's your show.
Well, you know, we talked about 1950, and 1950 was a really critical year for toxins in our environment. Okay? We already had fluoride in the water, and that could be a whole discussion today. But by 1950, the Rockefeller Institute decided to solve the hunger issues all over the world with the crops. So they decided we're going to use wheat, and we're going to modify wheat. This was before genetic modification was available. And so they hybridized wheat, okay? And what they said was, we're going to increase the yield of the crop. Okay. And it got so dense that the stalk fell over. Remember amber waves of grain? You know, wheat used to be 4 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the pictures of Kansas?
I remember driving through Kansas. It never ends. And I saw the wheat. Yes.
And you saw the wheat, and it was 4 feet tall.
I couldn't see anything. All I could see was the tips of it. As I'm driving through it, I'm like, when does this state end?
Yeah. And you never see it now.
No.
It doesn't exist
like
anymore.
This.
It's 18 inches off the ground now, Matt. That's 99% of all the wheat in the world is 18 inches off the ground, because they hybridized it and then later on genetically modified it. But they made the stalk denser so that it would hold a higher yield. And then they took protein out of it. They removed the husk to make it easier to cultivate it. And so they took protein out of our wheat, okay? And that was a really big deal, because it changes how much carbohydrate you get in the bread and how much protein you get in the bread, okay? And that affects your insulin and your sugar levels in the blood. So, you know, when you're saying, well, you're responsible, you know, you're responsible, you know, if you're lazy and you're a glutton and you're sitting on the couch and you're, you know, not doing anything.
Well, that's all the more reason you got to do something.
Yeah, well, and we do. I mean, it's important. We've got to move our bodies. Their bodies work better if we move. But listen, all of the things they've done to us, and so when you take out, there was about 23%, and I've never seen this written anywhere. I finally figured it out, because it was like, why the heck is the insulin going up so much higher? So when protein, there used to be about 23% protein in wheat, okay? Now there's 11 to 12%. Okay, so we essentially cut the protein in half in our wheat. So when you ate a sandwich in 1950, okay, because they used to eat bread all the time. They'd have dinner rolls, you know, they'd always have a bread with a meal. When you ate a sandwich in 1950, and I'm not talking about, you know, a loaf of bread like Subway wants us to eat for lunch every day, but a sandwich, you know, slice of bread.
Up to normal four slices.
Yeah, yeah.
Two to four.
Yeah. Your sugar would go up to about 100, right? You know, go up. And then insulin would follow to bring the sugar down. Okay. Now you eat the same sandwich. Your sugar goes up to 170. And now insulin has to use, you know, you have to have 70% more to do the same job. Okay. And eventually the insulin stops working. And that's when, you know, the sugars start to rise in the bloodstream.
In your opinion, what's worse, the breads of today or alcohol?
What's actually worse than both of those are the fats, the soybean.
Yes.
The soybean, the linoleic acid.
Respectfully, but on those two I just gave you, because those are very common. People drink, people eat bread.
Right.
Is because of what you're saying about the bread, I'm looking at it, I'm going, my gosh, man, eating bread, which you think is just a normal thing to do.
Right.
Whereas people have the concept of alcohol, oh, it's bad, 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 bad. Which one's worse?
Probably the wheat. The wheat is worse.
Because I remember you said a banana was bad.
Right, right. So banana is...
Broccoli.
But banana is fruit made of fructose, which is the sugar in fruit, right? And fructose has a very unique property. It's not an energy molecule for humans. It's a storage molecule. So it goes straight through the bloodstream and goes to the liver, and the liver turns it into fat. It's the most fat-producing sugar known to man. And so, you know, they tell diabetics that they need to... You know, eat fruit, because you're right, it doesn't raise the sugar in the bloodstream as, you know, profoundly as glucose does, because it goes to the liver and is stored as fat. So the big culprit is not fruit, but it's the high fructose corn syrup that's in, you know, 50% of all of our grocery items.
Even stuff that it has no right, no business being
in,
it's there.
I'm going to ask people out there who are listening to me and who are in direct communication with me via text, if you can hear Shelby when she's off mic, because if she can't, I want to make sure she's got a mic in front of her. So go ahead and do me that favor. I want to make sure they hear you, Shelby. So I swing the mic over. But go ahead.
There you go. Right. So it's a disaster. So I think we did this little exercise once where we said, you know, what makes the sugar go up the fastest in the bloodstream?
That's why I brought it up, because you did that.
Yeah. Right, right. And it was either slice a whole wheat bread, a Snickers bar, a banana, or a tablespoon of sugar.
That's why I brought it up. I'm like, how does that happen? The answer is banana.
No, the answer is whole wheat bread.
Oh, no, I thought you said it was banana.
No,
she
said
that was one of the fattiest storage fat that makes the fructose, but she said wheat was the worst.
Wheat is the worst.
See,
just remember.
That's why I'm the host, because I don't know squat, okay?
Wheat is the worst, you all. It's worse than white bread.
Do you know I could live off of bread? I could literally live off bread.
Not now.
But, you know, I have two Shelleys on my shoulder. One is, go ahead, eat it, eat it. The other one's like, no, don't eat it, don't eat it. I'm like, ah!
So you like bread.
I love bread. I was raised on bread.
Okay.
But I was raised, I'm of a descent that's over in the sand, okay?
Right.
And so we have round ribs, pita bread.
Yes, yes.
So it's water, flour,
and spit. It's not these big dinner. It's not the big dinner roll.
No, it's flour with salt and water.
Okay, so they're Emmer and einkorn wheats of the, you know, the heirloom wheats that used to. Yes, so these were the ones that our parents and you know, those younger than, you know, older than us, they grew up on them. And so they didn't have the level of insulin in the body. And so when the insulin goes up, blood pressure goes up, cholesterol goes up, obesity goes up, diabetes goes up, cancer goes up. Okay? All of these... We used to call it insulin syndrome, but now they call it metabolic syndrome, which are the precursors for all of those conditions. But they're all symptoms of too much insulin. And so if your doctor is telling you, I've got too much inflammation in the body.
Yeah.
How do I get it down? You know, how do I get my insulin, my inflammation down? You know, well, one way is to get your insulin down. Definitely. And then hopefully we can talk about detox, because the other way to get inflammation down is detoxification, getting the toxins out of the body. Because now, like they did a recent study on tap water, and they found that at least They're in every source of tap water they'd studied across the United States. There's at least one forever chemical in the water.
Berkey stocks just jumped.
Exactly. Exactly. But I will tell you, there's a really good independent study looking at the filtration systems. The best one on the market actually is the Clearly Filtered. And it's called Clearly Filtered. And you can get it in a pitcher and put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, I saw some people do that, use that filter on vodka, and they pour it like really cheap.
Ruin it.
No, they put really cheap, gross vodka through that filter, and it came out tasting like the most expensive vodka you'd ever do.
Yeah, interesting.
Ooh. It made it
better. Matt.
Stop it!
Wow, what a concept! Fill your Berkey with vodka and
it make it twice like
yeah.
From Skull to Grey Goose.
Exactly.
Go ahead, girl.
Okay, I was just wondering if that Berkey filter filtered the lead from the cheap lead solder in your still. If you made your you're still with the old lead.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a leap. We're not prepared for it.
We'll be back in three.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us." In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. In the studio with me, special guest, Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. Give us a call here in the studio if you got a question, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook at Aaron'sGunShop.com. You can take a look at my ugly mug and her pretty face, and we got the Trumpinator here, and we got a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, we got great friends. But I've got protectors of the realm.
Shelley, there we go.
Shelley, take charge. Go ahead.
Well, just wanted to give you an update. Do you remember the lady with the scarf?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Burks.
Scarf lady.
Scarf lady.
I think she didn't want you to say the name.
She's married, right?
I don't know.
Well, let's say she's married. Are they having, like, torrid sex and she's got to cover her neck full of hickeys? Or what's the deal? Does she have a medical problem? And I'm not making fun of her in that respect. But if it's just
it's a tax write-off.
If it's a wardrobe thing, it ain't working.
Yeah, good old scarf lady. And guess what? So, you know, she kind of disappeared, right?
She saw the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah, I would have run too.
Yeah, she disappeared. But now she is the CEO of Armada Pharmaceutical.
Clarify.
So she's the head of a pharmaceutical company. Okay? It's a revolving door from government to big pharma.
Yeah,
okay?
But Shelley,
big pharma. Government, big pharma.
She left, though. She left. In other words, she comes in. I got to give a little bit of leeway here, and let me explain myself. It happens. We're learning as the data comes in.
Right.
The data came in, and more data came in, and she left. She's probably like, you people, what the hell are you people doing? And she booked it. Is that a potential possibility?
In the best of circumstances, in reality, they probably knew. You know, look, they prepared for this. We had ample warning. Do you remember the event 201 back in October of 2019 up in New York City?
Yes.
October the 18th, Event 201, they had the CDC, they had the NIH, they had the Gates people, they had Johns Hopkins. They were all there.
They had to be, because they had to tell Nancy to say it's okay to come to Chinatown during the COVID epidemic. Remember that?
No.
She's in Chinatown. Come on, have a good time, remember?
Oh, yes. I do remember that. Yes, yeah. So I watched that miserable thing, and it was 3.5 hours long, you know, and it was a coronavirus pandemic that they were preparing for. Okay? And so they had, you know, the U table, and they were all sitting around. And the two things that I gathered from it that they said, you know, because were we prepared for the pandemic? You know, did we have all the respirators and all the PPE and all the things that they said we needed? No, we weren't at all.
Yeah, but you didn't need a respirator, I thought.
You don't, but that's what they told us in the crisis. They told us that. But during the pandemic prep, the Event 201, essentially they said there will be misinformation and we will need to censor. Okay, essentially that was one of the goals, that misinformation will be a problem.
We cannot allow the truth to get out there.
Exactly. Exactly. And the other issue was, oh my gosh, let me think. I can't remember. It'll come to me, you guys, but it was crazy that we needed to globalize everything. We needed to unify across the world. It needed to be a global decision-making team that there would be countries that would oppose the correct position. And so we needed to globalize our narrative, and we needed to censor misinformation. Those were the two takeaways that I got from watching that thing. And what was also very interesting was they had a pretend website up that, and it had, you know, all the bells and whistles on it. It had the little red dots where the outbreaks were occurring, and it was the same website when the actual pandemic happened. It was exactly the same website. Mm-hmm. All they did was change the fonts and the colors, and it was exactly the same.
In gymnasiums, and they covered over, like, let's say it's Clarkson School. Well, they show a picture of this place, and they just Photoshop Clarkson School and put Mayhem School instead.
Right, exactly.
I was going
to
say
so. They really had no purpose to truly prepare us for a crisis. They were just, you know, pushing the points that they were concerned about, that there would be countries that wouldn't, you know, support their position, and there would be misinformation. So what are we going to do?
You know, Shelley, you're presenting this show in a manner of you can't trust the people that are telling you stuff out there. And I totally agree. That may not be your agenda here, but it's coming out because I say it all the time. I can't trust the entities that talk to me anymore. I can't do it.
No.
Yet, Colonel, that third of the people who are listening, but they don't get called to action, they're listening to the false propaganda, the mouthpieces of those who you just discussed on the news, and the third of the population that isn't doing squat, just saying, well, that the news, Fox News said it, CNN News said it. And, oh, this is frustrating. What you got?
It's just I don't trust doctors anymore. When I go to the doctor, the first question is where's the money? I've tried to follow the money, and is this prescription for me or for their pocketbook?
That's a good question. But with Dr. Shelley Cole, that's why I tell everybody on this program who sponsors me, they become very successful because the audience gets to build a relationship with you. They get to see you if they're watching on Facebook. They get to hear you. They can call in and they can go, well, I know who she is. I know what she does. Well, she's got a reputation and it's a good one. I'm going to follow her.
I think that people want to know, well, why can you speak out and other doctors can't? No, I think because they're employees.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay, they're employees.
Which brings the chicken factor in. I don't want to lose my $100,000 paycheck.
Exactly. No. Much more than a $100,000 paycheck.
And plus, nobody else will want to hire them again if they put that in their notes. Oh, well, they're sitting there saying this, then good luck on getting a job somewhere else.
Oh, this one's a resistor. Right. Okay.
Right. You know, you're one of those doctors who...
Whistleblower.
The whistleblower or, you know, the ivermectin doc, you know, but... I'll tell you, it works. There was an amazing study just looking at ivermectin over a 5-month period of time. If you took 8 therapeutic course, just doses of ivermectin at a therapeutic dose, it lowered your all cause of death by 40%.
So what is that doing for me? I take it like it's candy.
That's great. You're taking it once a week? Yeah. Or mm-hmm. Yeah. And why are you doing that, man?
Once or twice a week. Maintenance.
Okay, so when you get off of it, how do you...
Well, I can't answer that because I don't get off of it.
Right, but before you got on it?
All I know is, besides my structural problems, I'm busted up pretty bad.
Right.
Besides my structural problem, I'm okay, except for the lung issue, and we've talked about this before.
Right.
I got a lung issue.
So the lung issue is better on it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's definitely better on it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it is amazing stuff. And so we still have some patients calling us. And, of course, now they're talking about reinstituting the mask warnings. And, you know, they're going to – the new variants.
If the population follows that command, we're done. There should be a revolt for the next face mask. And that one-third, the first third, not the third thirds, but the first thirds – you can have your mask and stuff it down your throat for all I care. Okay, take it cold. Take the cold, cold call.
remember, this is...
Yeah, that mic's going to be dead, Shelley. You'll take this mic. Go ahead and let's get the call on. Welcome to the program. How you doing? Who am I speaking to? Hello.
I can hear the dog.
Okay, this is not the ASPCA. Can you hear me? 1, 2, 3, say goodbye. All right.
Cold call.
Cold call.
Live radio.
think they want to request a song, and I'll now play Who Let the Dogs Out.
How about what's that, Christmas by the Dogs? What's it called? Jingle Bells? Jingle Bells by the Dogs? All right, Shelley, get us back on the rails.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, corruption in medicine has been around a long, long time, okay? And the only way that you can see it is if you're not in the midst of it. You know what I'm saying? If you're a doc working and breathing and every day you're in the middle of it and you feel like you're surrounded by these really smart people and they know more than you do and you don't question them, you know? You kind of think, well, gosh, that guy's, you know, well read and he, you know, he does well. So it's an environment where the propaganda flourishes. Okay.
Before we go to the break, fade down the music. Let me just make a comment. When you say corruption in medicine a long time, is that when you look back at the old Western TV shows and you see the guy with the bottle that takes all your aid, but it's just
cocaine.
All it is whiskey, and they're shamming you, right? And that's how far back it goes. We'll be back in three.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Wanted was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Finishing up hour number two, final segment. Got another hour to go with Dr. Shelley Cole. Got the Colonel Rafer Brown, my wingman, and Shelby Meyer, my board operator. The number is 254-697-6633. Colonel, during the break, we had a phone call. Why don't you relay the information so Shelley could address it?
All right. We had a caller, and he's asking about cancer in young people and the vaccination. And I think that he was talking about the human papilloma virus inoculations, or the shots are given all these kids, and Dr. Shelley has the answers.
Okay, so we're talking about HPV, which is the human papilloma virus, and we believe that about 90% of all cancers of the cervix are caused by HPV, okay? And so they came out with a vaccination against the virus, and that's called Gardasil.
That's right.
Okay, the Gardasil vaccine. And originally it was for girls 12 years or of age, and now they're offering it to boys. Right, who don't get cervical cancer, but they can harbor the HPV virus, and so that's why they
transmit it by sexual contact.
Right,
Shelley, but men can have babies.
Oh, stop!
So if you have a man who can have a baby, maybe they should get the shot. And if you've been
shots for everyone,
and if you've been following the show, you know where I'm going with that one.
Have you talked about the chest feeding yet?
No, but we've talked a lot about bonus holes.
Well, oh my gosh. All right. Well, let's get back to HPV because you all, this was the turning point for me, was the HPV vaccine. I had worried about vaccines for a long, long time. And even Matt, we would talk, and you were supportive of the old vaccines. It was just like, well, this one's different. The COVID vaccine's different.
Let me explain why. Yeah. It was because, yeah, I had the mental attitude that before we had discussed the patents, that doctors were genuinely wanting to do something good for the people.
Right.
And but as time goes on and the money involved with it, it gets crooked. Patents are made. If you have a patent, you're going to want to promote it. And when you promote it, you're going to do what it takes to make some money off of it. And then it gets corrupt.
Absolutely.
I'm at the point where I'm scared to take a tetanus shot.
Right.
You don't know what's in it.
No.
Right. Let me tell you about the Gardasil vaccine. When Merck was studying the Gardasil, okay? Now, you have to understand, there are no studies on any vaccines that are approved for the children. That are
science. Efficacy. The effects, do they do what they say?
The safety profile.
Okay.
There are no double-blinded placebo-controlled scientific studies on any of the childhood vaccines. And all of them combined together, there are no studies. Okay. But Merck did a little quote study over in Europe when it was looking at the Gardasil vaccine. Okay. And what they did is they had two groups. It made it sound like, ooh, this is almost scientific. So they had a group of children that were going to be in the vaccine group. And then they had another group of children that was called the placebo group. Okay. Now, placebo, by definition, is inert, right? A sugar pill, saline, okay? It was not to affect anything. It wouldn't cause any problems,
isn't
right?
That basic SOP, the one group and the other group? Isn't that basic SOP, standard operating procedure?
Well, that's what a study would be, yes. And so what they did was they took the control group and they had the vaccine group. And you have to understand that the vaccine has aluminum in it, okay? A known neurotoxin, okay, that, causes damage in the brain. And so they put the aluminum, the same amount of aluminum, in the placebo group. Okay, that's not a placebo. Okay, that's not a placebo. That's a group with aluminum in it, okay? And what they found when they did the study, 41 children died in the vaccinated group. 41 children.
If you can see me on camera and you're missing my voice in conversation, it's because I'm getting angry. Because...
You haven't heard anything yet.
Because we, the American people, are genuinely a loving people, caring people,
yes,
generous people.
Absolutely.
And we're trusting our government to do the right thing. But as the last 20 to 30 years have shown with the internet and all that, there is so much corruption that we're being screwed, manipulated,
yes,
played, and had. Do you like that? Do you want to be that way, ladies and gentlemen? That's why it's so important. Anything you do, I can understand families thinking, the government, well, this is a shot. We got to take care of our children. Yes, I love you because you want to take care of your children. But
it goes
beyond that. It goes to the point of you got to know what you're putting in your child.
Yes, you do. So 41 children died in the vaccinated group. 37 died in the placebo group.
That shouldn't happen.
No.
Not in a placebo.
And so why would the New England Journal of Medicine, the most prestigious medical journal on the face of the earth, accept this as science? This isn't science. This is not science. So what they said was, well, there's no statistical difference between the vaccinated and the control group. The vaccine is safe. So it was at that point that I said, if they would do that, they would do anything. And so I can't trust them anymore. I don't trust them. I don't trust pharma. And I'm sorry. I can't trust them.
A doctor that doesn't trust doctors. Oh. But I loved Almost Scientific. It's an almost scientific experiment.
Almost.
Almost, but not exactly. No. So that is the corruption. And so when there is big money to be made, and I think Fauci, you know, they made an enormous amount in the patents and the royalties, $150,000 per year on each of their patents. When you make that kind of money, they distort the statistics to make their drug favorable, you all. So they used when, remember when they said 95% effective for the COVID vaccine?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. We have a Russell Brand video for that.
Yeah, so that was
you should pull that up.
What we call relative risk. Okay. That's a statistic. But you want to know what the absolute risk benefit of the COVID vaccine was?
What?
The real risk benefit? 0.86.
It's not worth it. Why?
Less than 1%. And so they were running around telling the world it's 95% effective when it was really 0.1%.
Shelby, hold it until after the break, or during the break, and I'll let Shelly listen to it. If she wants it, we can use it later.
I think we've showed her before.
We may have. I think we did that at the other show, too. But it's hilarious. It's just the numbers keep dropping.
Oh, yeah. How effective, or I mean, how ineffective it is. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you might need a booster.
But the way he says it, he's funny. I love Russell Brand.
Right, well, right.
And the guy in the news, the White House press conference, said everybody ought to get 6 boosters.
Oh, right here.
My gosh.
Remember, Colonel, we had the 9 boosters and the 10th one, you get a free pizza?
But you all, they put it on the childhood schedule. It's on the vaccination schedule for a 6-month-old. And what is their risk of getting COVID?
Zero.
And dying?
Zero.
0% chance of dying from COVID,
Shelly,
if you're 6 months of age.
I got about 2.5 minutes, maybe 2 minutes before the top of the hour. And for people first hearing you and me and the Colonel, the way we're talking, and they've got children, and they've let their children get inoculated and all this kind of stuff, they probably go, what? They're probably, if they've got, you know, common sense, they're probably freaking out. Is there something we can say to them that they can do to maybe alleviate, check, or stop it from happening again?
So I have a study in my stack that says for every decrease of 6 vaccinations, it saves one additional life for every 1,000 live-born children. So when we reduce the vaccinations by six, we save one life out of 1,000 live-births.
Okay, I'm a 25 censor, so I need a little clarification on that. When you reduce it to six...
You lower the number of vaccinations given to a child...
In general, okay.
In general.
Drop the whole thing
right now. It saves one life out of 1,000. I mean, that's a lot of lives. Okay, there are 40 million births a year.
That's right.
Okay, so when the studies show that the more vaccinations children get... The increased in infant mortality.
I'll never forget.
And everyone, you know, says, well, that doesn't prove causation. But when these deaths are in less than 7 days from the vaccination, you've got to be thinking it's related.
Okay, everybody, we're going to take a top of the hour break. Dr. Shelley for the next hour. Be back in three. See you on the other side. Rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325 star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Wanted was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DAC. CLB009432E.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Camp Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number three, Matt, your host, the Colonel, Rafer Brown, my wingman. My special guest host today, Dr. Shelly Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. Shelby, my board operator, doing a fantastic job keeping me on the rails. If you want to listen to us, we're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM, KRXT out of Rockdale. You can watch us live on Facebook at Aaron'sGunshop.com and see the Trumpinator and Matt's bobbleheads. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. And once we're done, we wrap it up, put it in a pretty little package, send it over to the podcast department at Aaron'sGunshop.com. You can go to the radio show page, scroll down. There it is on Podbean, Apple, Spotify. Last week's show is always at the top of the page, so you can just do a quick review. But if you want to scroll down or hit one of the podcasts, we've got all sorts of stuff.
Or you can just go to Facebook.
We've got thousands of downloads. It's growing. YouTube channel, hundreds of videos. Like us on Facebook. Thank you to the sponsors. Thank you to the private donations. Woo! We got it going on. Dr. Shelly Cole, we had talked to you about Russell Brand. I love Russell Brand.
I love him.
I think
some
he's hilarious. Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's got that little lib side to him, but it's okay. You know, I don't care. Yeah. But his generality is for the common good. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you what, Shelby, you got it all.
Explain what it is.
All right. Shelly was talking about
the effectiveness of vaccines and the willy-nilly is the best way I'll say it for, you know, 25. The effectiveness of vaccines and to do with COVID effectiveness and the percentages and the statistics.
Right, yeah, and let's see how well their statistics
and this is
panned out
Russell
over the
Brand
pandemic.
With a collection of actual news articles with the effectiveness in just the short amount of time. I don't know. I think it was 6 months.
Okay, but I want to make clear, when you're listening, you'll hear Russell speak, then there'll be a pause because they're showing it up on the screen.
Because he's showing the news article with a statistic, and then he talks about it.
So you'll hear a slight little pause in between, but you'll hear the music playing. Go ahead and play it.
All right, let me play this here.
So how well did their statistics hold up?
And these are all real. So this isn't just statistics he's made up. This is actual. These are all factual posted effectiveness statistics.
Okay. So here we go. Go ahead and play it. As she's clicking the buttons.
Efficacy of vaccines has changed in the last 2 years. Surprising stuff. 100% good. That's good. If something's 100% effective, take it. Well, it's 99% effective. That's just 1%. Less than 100. 98, no. So it's still nearly 99. It's nearly 100%. Nearly. 89%. Still very high. We're pretty sure that is effective. It's roughly 3/4 effective. It's over 50% effective. Take two of them, you're at 100. It's nearly 1/3 effective. You might need a booster. Yeah, well, listen, these vaccines, talk to your doctor. You banned that. Oh.
And you wonder why I don't trust anything anymore.
I mean, it would be funny if it wasn't so serious.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
You know.
And most of those.
And we do.
Were from Pfizer that he was looking up because it says Pfizer statistics.
Yeah.
And it's like,
right.
It's their own statistics.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, there's. What was so shocking was that Pfizer didn't even study pregnant women.
Mm-mm.
Okay, they didn't study pregnant women, and then they said, "Oh, we're going to start a study on pregnant women," and they started collecting data. This was April of 21, so the vaccine came out really late December of 21. April they started studying pregnant women, but the CDC had already said it's safe and effective and should be taken during all trimesters of pregnancy. And, you know, that it's perfectly safe. And so they literally said they couldn't gather enough people that didn't take the vaccine to study it. They said, well, it was hard, you know, collecting people for the study because everyone already got the vaccine. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
But it did kill a large number of the rat pups in the
the rat test. They had a test of pregnant rats, and the rat pups had distorted rib cages and other abnormalities.
Well, the birth rates dropped. There was a study in Zurich, 16.5% drop in the birth rate. Okay, now let's just put this in perspective. Before World War One in 1914, the birth rate dropped 13%. Okay, that's the largest drop in the birth rate until now at 16.5%. Okay, this vaccine is deadly. The stillbirths in a German study showed 20% stillbirths, you all, in the fourth quarter of 2021. I mean, it's appalling. One of the studies said a 73.1% increase in spontaneous abortions. 73.1% increase. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Population control.
And yet our OBGYNs and the American College of OBGYN is saying it's safe and effective and it's perfectly safe in pregnancy, but it's never been studied. How can they say that? How can they say that? Well, why do they say it is another reason. Because 10 days earlier, they got $11 million from the CDC and they changed their position on the vaccine in pregnancy.
Shelley, I have to interrupt. And I do this with all my guests. And here's why. The central post of my show is it's patriotism. And we have people tearing down this country. Shelley's given us all this data and information. I mentioned way in the beginning with Shelley today, three things. Conspiracy, financial, ineptness. Is that the right word? Based on what you just said, I want to make a comment. Listen to this. And this is important that you hear so that when you hear Shelley giving you the information, you don't get lost down this particular rabbit hole, but you get the collective rabbit holes and start opening your mind. Here we go. Income. I'll give you a perfect example. They did not call it a world epidemic until a certain date. Do you know why? Because there are very rich people who invest money on world insurance. And if some crisis happens, they lose their money. But if they don't have a crisis, they get a massive return on the investment they put into it. So you have the COVID pandemic. Which one is it? I get confused now all over the world.
Pandemic.
They said, wait, don't call it a pandemic yet. Let our insurance mature. And after the maturity of the insurance, pandemic happens. The next one, depopulation. You've got tons of people out there of higher echelon money, influence, and power who don't like us. And so here you are, you're injecting women, killing babies, killing uteruses, and then the control element. The less of us there are, the more control they have. That's why they want your guns. So when you hear all this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to just go down one rabbit hole. I want you to stay open to the big picture.
We want to inoculate all the children with this vaccine because we know it goes to the ovaries and testes, mm-hmm. and they probably are sterilizing an entire generation.
Well, you all, between the ages of 0 and 14, there's a 125% increase in pulmonary embolism, cardiac arrest, and stroke, and cerebral infarction. That's just the young people under the age 14. There's a 12% increase in overall mortality between adults aged 20 to 39.
Does that explain the deaths of all these athletes?
Yes, I mean, so they're dying. They're dying, yeah. So it's a spike in the deaths in all age groups. So we've got 0 to 14, and then you know, the vaccinations, the more vaccinations, the higher infant mortality rate. That's been apparent for a long time looking at industrialized country. The more vaccinations children get in the first year of life, the increase in infant mortality rate.
Have you heard the story?
I mean, the SIDS rate is 10 times the normal rate day one because of the hepatitis B.
Have you heard the stories in Africa where people run when the vaccinations are coming? They just run and hide in the jungle because they don't want to get the vaccination.
Wow.
You ever heard those?
No.
They're scared to death because they know you inject me, something bad happens.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah, Bill Gates got thrown out of
India for
sterilizing girls without their knowledge or consent.
Well, they were giving a polio vaccine that was five doses, right? Five doses, but it can only be for girls between a very specific age group. And it was kind of like, why are certain girls only at risk for this polio? It's devastating.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dr. Shelley is very in tune to world events, as is the Colonel, as is myself. And I'm sure, Shelby, you're learning very fast. Based on this show and based on my prior shows, it's a scary world out there. It's a scary world. This is not meant to scare you. This is meant to inform you so you can make better choices for you and your children.
Absolutely.
Break. Okay, going to a break. Be back in 3 minutes.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent to own options available, no credit checks, low down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, with me, Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. Is it work or works?
Works, plural.
Works, plural. HealthySuccessWorks.com. And if you can't remember that, just go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, click on the icon, bam, there you are.
Well, have them call the office.
Call the office.
And come to our workshop.
Talk about that.
So we have a free workshop. Usually we do it once or twice, depending on the demand, a month. And we talk about how we got in the mess we are in. In my profession, you know, you're talking about all the aspects of our lives. And I've been living this for 25, 26 years. So I've seen it, you know, the distortion that low-fat diets are heart healthy. How that completely destroyed our foundation for health when we did that. And our risk for cancer went up, our risk for diabetes went up, our risk for obesity went up, our death rate went up because of it. So it's really amazing that this has been going on a long, long time. I think that the public is now open to it, and they see it, and like Rayford was saying, he doesn't trust his doc anymore. It's heartbreaking.
Social media opened up the world to knowledge of this. Would you say that's true? Because it goes both ways. It's negative one side, but it's also, it opens up the
Well,
knowledge.
I mean, I'm locked out of Facebook.
Yeah, but that's different.
So how do we get the truth across? I mean, They censor us, and I'm not going to play their games.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me make a comment about this on the social media aspect of it, because I've got a few different friends who say they're locked out, and I tell them this. I say, well, what good are you then? What good are you if you get yourself locked out? You're not playing the game. There's rules out there. The people who own the social media platforms have rules. You got to be smarter than the freaking rules to maintain your ability to communicate. You got to signal it, code it, do whatever you can. Otherwise, you get shut up, put in a box.
Matt, so, I don't have time. I don't have time. I'm not going to play their games.
You're different, Shelley.
I'm just not going to play their games.
I got guys
game.
Who just float around there on...
Right.
And they want to post this. That, of course it's going to knock you down.
Well, all I did was I took a PowerPoint slide from the CDC and I published it. And it was on the meningitis risk.
It's the mark of
for
death,
the COVID right vaccine. And I've been locked out since July of 21. And it was like, okay, so, you know, I can't even use their own materials. And I'm not going to play the game. I don't have time to play the game. I don't want to play the game.
I understand that. But there's people on there, and you and I both know this individual. This is one I'm talking about specifically.
And
I won't mention the name.
Okay.
Stop it. Utilize the thing. Shelley, you're busy healing people, but this is somebody just communicating. Stop it. Get smarter than they are.
Right.
For me, if CJ can still have a Facebook, you should have a Facebook.
Really? I don't want a Facebook. It's offensive to me because they told me I was misinformation. You go to my Facebook website, Healthy Success Works, or it's Healthy Success, one of those, and they call me misinformation.
Yes.
Well, who is standing up? I want to know who the fact checkers are.
You know
who are these people? What are their credentials? I'll stand up against their credentials any day.
You know what the alternative to Facebook?
Got a big fight going on with a fact checking organization.
The alternative to your Facebook is Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio.
There you go. All right. Well, then let's do it. Can we talk a little bit about Tylenol?
It's your show.
You know, Tylenol is one of those that is over the counter. It actually kind of was approved way back in the late 1950s, and it was used for children in the 1959, and then it became over-the-counter in 1961, okay? But it truly gained the adult market in 1976. So they were marketing this product, okay, you all, and they were trying to malign aspirin, and they wanted Tylenol to take its place. Okay.
Is that a marketing thing, or is there a legitimate advantage one over the other? Like, if you can describe...
Well, it wasn't being done by docs or scientists. It was being done on the television.
There you go. Then it's totally...
I mean, you know, so they were... Remember? I mean, it was all Tylenol is safe. And so by 1982, it had replaced aspirin as, you know...
Well, Shelley, let me ask you a question. What if aspirin is that bare aspirin, okay?
Right.
And all of a sudden Tylenol comes out. How? What are they saying? Well, Tylenol is better than aspirin. What's their marketing scheme? What do they say it does over aspirin?
They over-exaggerate the risks of aspirin with the Reye syndrome. And so they maligned aspirin and said it wasn't safe. So there's got to be... So the first question people ask is, okay, so what do I take? What do I take for a headache?
Excellent
what do
marketing.
I do now?
Goebbels. Remember Goebbels in Nazi Germany?
Yeah.
Marketing.
Absolutely. And so they did a Danish study. They looked at 61,000 births in this Danish national birth cohort. And they found... that it increased the risk for autism spectrum disorders, so autism, by 66%.
I totally believe it, because I remember not just but 20 years ago, it was 1 in something 100,000.
1 in 10,000 in 1980.
Even more? Really? I thought it was more than that.
No, in 1980, it was 1 in 10,000.
Man, 1 in 10,000.
Now it's 1 in 32.
And so what is it now?
1 in 32.
That's ridiculous.
The projections are by 2030, it'll be 1 in 3.
And they're saying, well, we're just finding it out. We're more scientifically knowledgeable. So it's really not what you think it is. It's something new. Baloney.
They're saying that we have better diagnostic tools.
Yes, yes.
Well, then just show me the autistic men that are 60 years old.
Wow. That was good. That was good. Beautiful.
Where are they?
You'll shut them right up when you say that. That was excellent.
Well, we do try to be excellent.
Wow, that was good. Because you were talking and you shut me right up. I was like, whoa.
66% increase in autism. Pediatricians are not even talking about this. Where the hell are the pediatricians?
Yeah, but Shelley, they're the new generation of pediatricians who have been raised
on propaganda.
On propaganda and the way it is now. Look, I don't mean this disrespectful.
I'm old.
You're a little seasoned. Okay?
Yes.
And because you're seasoned,
yeah,
you're back in the days of genuine care, not monetary profit.
Matt, look, even a pediatrician who's been in practice for just 20 years has seen a dramatic increase in the number of autistic children,
but
specifically boys.
But it's not their problem. Their problem is they got to pay their Mercedes.
We don't know. We don't know why these things are happening. That's what they say.
Vaccinations.
Willfully blinded.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's ignorance, and the propaganda is really, really powerful. I mean, they say the risk of the vaccinations are much, much less than the risk of getting the infections. Okay.
And don't we have a control group of the Amish that don't do vaccinations and they don't do autism?
They don't have autism.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Gee.
And they don't all die of childhood diseases either, mm-hmm, without the vaccinations. There seems to be an issue here.
But they have... Okay, yeah. I was trying to make a joke, but...
There was a pediatrician named Paul Thomas, and, of course, they tried to push him out and made... He retired early, okay? I think he retired early in, like, December of last year. And Dr. Thomas has been around for 40 years.
Hey, I want to take it live. Go ahead and take it. Go ahead, caller. Welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. I got a question. I know the lady was talking about vaccine. I'd like to ask her, is it safe to take the flu shot?
The flu shot is interesting because they're formulating it based upon the most likely strains of the flu from the previous year. So it's kind of a crapshoot. You know, we don't know. Is it going to be these strains next year? We don't know. So I'm just going to give you the number needed to vaccinate to save one case of the flu. And so you'll have to decide if that's worth it. So it takes 100 people being vaccinated with the flu vaccine to save one case of the flu. We're not talking about deaths from the flu, but we're talking about cases of the flu.
Hey, caller, do me a favor. Lower your volume, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let him go. Let's take the next call. Caller, welcome to the program. You got a question for the doc?
My answer to that flu vaccine is no. I took it. I was hospitalized. I see so many people that take it, and immediately they start getting sick. So the answer, no.
Well, thank you. I mean, if you look at the payout, because remember, you can't sue.
Shelly, I'm pressing
Big Pharma.
The clock. Caller, stand by. We're going to put you on hold. I got to go to. I'm on a hard break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Dr. Shelly Cole.
I'm here.
El Green Chili Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24-7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
I'm Dr. Shelly Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait, we have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S, FinancialGroup.com, to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Welcome back, everybody. everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio. HealthySuccessWorks.com. If you can't remember that, you should by now remember Aaron's Gun Shop, AARONS, gunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, click on the icon with all my other sponsors. If you need something, click on them, check it out first. I had a caller. I'm going to ask you to reiterate your comment or question, and then we'll say goodbye and thank you very much for the call. And Shelley can respond. Go ahead, caller. He's listening to the radio.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Turn down your radio, make your comment again, and we'll make a comment to that.
No, I don't agree. It is very harmful. Very, very harmful. I was hospitalized as a result, and I work at I know, and I watch all the other employees that do take it. They are healthy, healthy as heck, and when they take it, they pretty much all get sick within that same week. So the answer is no, it is not safe. It is a money laundering scheme.
Very good, caller. Thank you for that. Shelley, you want to respond to that?
Well, I don't know who disagreed with him. I mean, he said he disagreed. I'm not proposing the flu shot. I'm just giving you the numbers so you can decide. Does it make sense to give a medication that can cause risk? And by the way, the 2014 quadrivalent flu shot that was really intended for the elderly has the highest payout from the vaccine injury court of all vaccines up until we got to COVID. So, you know, they're more serious adverse events, there are more hospitalization, more deaths. We're up to 31,000 deaths reported to the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System.
Explain, in case people don't know, the most payout. Explain what that means.
So, back in 1986, the Childhood Vaccine Act actually took liability away from pharma, and so now Health and Human Services, if you have an injury from a vaccine, you sue HHS. So it doesn't tend to have a lot. There are not a lot of lawyers that are willing to do that, you know. And so you literally have to go to the government to recoup from injuries, and not big pharma. Pharma has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, because they're like protected.
Exactly. And so since 1986, we have paid out at over $4.5 billion of taxpayer money to people who are injured from vaccines, and the quadrivalent flu shot had one of the largest payouts.
When you make a comment, I've got to follow it up for learning purposes. Ladies and gentlemen, these big pharma people have lots of money. And they donate to senators, congressmen, say, hey, this is our...
One of the largest lobbying...
Yes.
In the legislative arena.
So here you have a politician being supported by a special interest. Let's go back now to Donald Trump. Whether you like him or not, he is who he is. He's on his own. He has no agenda other than the one he presents you. See the comparison? Sold out politician compared to somebody who loves America. And I've sent many a video to friends of mine to show what Trump was like 40 years ago. He's the same. Trump is a Churchill today. He needs to be in for the next 4 years, and then he needs to go away, and we need to have hostilities stop. I've paused. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, people need to know that they can't sue. So let me give you an analogy, Matt. Would you put your child behind the wheel of a car that's never been safety tested, that they can't sue the manufacturer, and that the door is locked and you can't get out?
Of course not.
It's what we're doing with our children every single day.
Amen, sister. Yep.
We're poisoning them.
We are. And for those of you out there who haven't done your homework, I understand. You're like, you're scratching your head, you're raising an eyebrow, you're going,
Look, my children are fully vaccinated.
And you're the doc, I know.
I mean, I used to offer the flu shot in the office. We did the Gardasil in the office.
But they probably went to a highly acclaimed college. I know I have certain people in my circles of influence that may have been influenced by very liberal teachings in college.
Right, right. Well, I'm telling you, I learned about the vaccines. I had to read independently about the vaccines, and that's how I learned about them. You know, I started learning about dentistry and mercury in the silver fillings.
But you've got a situation that's different than many people. You have a lifestyle, because you're dad, and an education back in the day, because you're a seasoned citizen.
Right.
Which was really ethical. And you're seeing the contrast, and you're one of these people. You're almost like, Logan's Run?
Right.
30 years old, but it's that old geezer.
I got to watch that movie again. I definitely feel like the old geezer, you know?
No, you look like a spring chicken.
Well, and I have some people in my family that are up and coming. They're going to be, you know, docs. Okay, one's a doc, and one is in med school. And so, you know, it's my hope and prayer that the next generation of docs will not put up with this. I mean, that, you know, that's my hope and prayer.
Shelly, I got a caller. Let's go okay. Call it. Caller, welcome to the program. Thanks for calling. You got a question for the doctor?
No, I thought I was calling the radio station. AMIO?
Yeah, this is the radio station. There's a program on right now, so if it's anything to be posted for, like, garage sales or stuff for sale, we don't do that on the weekends. All right, thank you, caller.
Okay. I love live radio. It's great.
Live.
It's great. You got to move. You got to shuffle. You got to go with
it. I was hoping it was a pregnant mom who was, you know, and can I also add that the now four vaccinations that are approved during pregnancy, okay, and now they're approving the RSV in pregnancy, and they want... You all, when I was practicing obstetrics, the pregnant woman and the breastfeeding mother were a hallowed, protected patient population. We did not give them anything.
Yeah, I can understand
okay?
why, too.
It was a hallowed... Sure, it's safe and effective. We don't have any studies to state that, but sure, it's safe and effective. So they go to their doc. They're trusting their doctor. Doc, you know, should I get this? And they're all saying, oh, well, yes, it's been tested. It's been proven to be safe. And yet it hasn't been.
You know, if we look at the purest form of this, a man and a woman get together. They love each other. They conceive a child. The child comes out. You want nothing but protection for that child.
Absolutely.
And here we are.
The most innocent.
The most innocent before it's even born is being attacked. Once it's born, it's still being attacked. Once it is born, it's being shot up with chemicals.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah. So... We've got to turn it around, and we got to take money out of it, and we need to restore product liability. Pharma has to pay their liability.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
I remember back in 1988.
Okay.
I'm in an apartment complex, third floor, out in the balcony with a good friend of mine. And I said the GD word, and he goes, oh, Matt, don't do that. Don't do that. I go, what? It's the Lord's name. Don't. From that day to current, I have not said the GD word because of his passion.
Yes.
I'm a Christian. He's a Christian. His passion, his clarification, his explanation, his purpose for saying it. I go, oh, I didn't see it that way. So what you're doing and talking about, hopefully we'll do the same thing. Oh, I didn't see it that way. I didn't know.
I mean, if we can at least protect unborn children and mothers during pregnancy and breastfeeding, I it would be worth everything to me, you know, to be able to
give them a fighting chance.
Give them a fighting chance, absolutely. And, you know, we're dealing with the EMF, the electromagnetic fields, and the non-ionizing radiation, and there are no studies since 1996. All the safety regulations have been since 1996. And, you know, and so children are not young adults. Their skulls are thinner, and we're handing them the iPad at 2 years of age. And here, you know, here, watch this movie while mom is on her phone, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
You know, you actually violate all the safety standards if you hold the phone. If it's on your body, okay, that violates all the safety standards.
And all you people putting your phone, you guys putting your phones in your pocket, you're frying your, can I say nuts on there?
Yeah, nuts and butts and coconuts.
Okay, you're frying your nuts, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And the studies show that, you know, people who have cell phone use for like 10 years increase their risk for tumors on the side where the phone is held.
Okay, I'm at a hard break. We're going to take a break. Be back. Last, final segment coming up. We'll have some announcements before the top of the hour. Dr. Shelley Cole, 254-697-6633.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Attention to detail, customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. budgethostcameron.com.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
We'll be right back.
Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Finishing out the program, final segment, Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWork.com. I've got Shelby Meyer, my board operator, my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown, you, the listening audience. The number here is 254-697-6633. If you got a final question, give us a call, and we'll get you on the air. Shelley, why don't you wrap it up?
Can we talk about something less controversial?
It's your show.
Still important. Still super important.
Go ahead.
So, melatonin. Melatonin. And people know it's a good sleep aid. It's a hormone, you all. And it actually is made when you go outside in the sun.
So, if you're out in the sun, you fall asleep?
No, you start to produce melatonin. And so melatonin is made in the pineal gland, mostly. And it's extremely important. So it regulates your circadian rhythm. So it helps you sleep at night and be awake in the morning, you know. So melatonin, super important. Also has to do with the onset of puberty. And so if you're deficient in melatonin, young girls hit puberty sooner, okay? And that's not a good thing. So you don't want to have a 9-year-old having puberty.
No.
So
right.
Is this, if they don't get out in the sun, it makes them reach pubescence early?
That's correct. It's super important.
And that's what we're doing. We keep kids all inside all the
staying
time.
All the sun. Thank you so much, Rayford, for bringing that up, because that is so, so true. And then you all have heard of free radical damage, right? Mm-hmm. And the overarching concept of aging and diseases like cancer and ultimately death is excess of free radicals in the body. So as we get older, you know, we have more damage.
Can you clarify what that means, though?
So free radicals are electronically charged molecules in the body that hit and damage the cell membrane, okay? And so we believe that and the theories of aging and disease are because we get older, we get more free radical damage. The younger we are, the less free radical damage. So think about a kid. The child may eat horrible food, okay? Chicken tenders and Coke, okay? But do they look old? You know, do they, you know, are they tired? Are they run down? No, because they don't have free radical damage. Okay, so you give that diet to a 60-year-old, you know, they're going to see the effects of it.
Well, would that happen to a woman at menopause? Would it happen to a guy at midlife crisis stage, I mean, or low T or something?
Well, the thing that really distinguishes is a toxin, and it's iron. Iron toxicity, okay? And we know that men and women start out, the ratio is 1-to-1, okay? But by age 65, it's 100 men for every 127 women. A lot, a big difference, okay? There are more women. By the time we reach age 85, it's almost 2-to-1. It's 192 women for every 100 men. That's a lot. That's a big, big difference. And what it is women menstruate before menopause. They're getting rid of their iron. Okay? You know what happens to iron when you have oxygen?
Rust.
Well, the same thing's happening in the body. That's free radical damage. And so iron toxicity, and the reason why men die earlier, and the reason why men have heart disease is iron toxicity.
I'm a little slow on this, Doc. So if the guy's got the iron toxicity, clarify that.
So men don't bleed, okay? Women bleed because they have, and so they have a lot of iron stores. And we started fortifying our food. Another reason why, you know, we just can't keep up with all these toxins. Okay, so they started fortifying our food in the 1940s. Remember Popeye the Sailor Man and fortified with iron, right? And so they started fortifying with these type of iron. They were literally metal shavings.
So if a woman doesn't bleed after her menopause,
yes.
And a guy doesn't bleed in general,
yes.
What's the solution?
So they all, the diseases all parallel. The women have the same risk as men. They ultimately have the same curve. And so the human body has no way of getting rid of iron. Okay.
So then why does a woman live longer than a guy?
Because they bled earlier, so their iron stores are lower.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. So, but you can donate blood. Okay. And donating blood is a really, really big benefit to your health, not only to the community, but to your health, is donating blood. So two ways of, you know, getting iron out of the body is a slow, tiny little bleed, which happens by taking a baby aspirin. But I would probably talk to your doc about it.
Why? Because that thins it out?
Because when you'll bleed in the gut, as the stool passes through, it traumatizes the gut. So you bleed a little. So you're losing a little bit of iron in that sense. But donating blood is the best thing that you can do. And please tell them when you go, Dr. Cole says hi, because they're all going like, who the heck is this person? Everyone's coming in here.
This Dr. Cole.
I mean, I've never heard of this person. And but it really, it will help the community, but it'll help you even more.
So I've got to cut you short here. We've got about 3 minutes left. I want to make sure you promote yourself. Tell everybody what we got, because we've got some announcements we're going to put on the back.
Okay. Well, thanks. I mean, we do the workshops and they're free. And then if you're interested in more services, then we can sit down on a one-to-one basis. But the workshop's free, and I think we have a good time, and we're trying to make it entertaining, but also you know, a lot of information. We're going to talk about cancer. We're going to talk about low thyroid. We talk about diabetes, and so we talk about toxins, and so we'd love to have you come, and you just call the office, and Dolores will put your name on the list, and it's 2 o'clock on Mondays when we do it. So I know that's maybe not the most convenient time, but we have a great turnout. People come, and we have a good time, so it would be great if you want to know more about our practice.
Okay, very good. I think we'll have enough time to come back to you, but let me, Colonel, you had some announcements to go ahead.
I wanted to thank the Tea Party. We had a great presentation on Tuesday night, Mark Cook on election integrity, and he went through all the different types of software and hardware and showed the flaws, and he showed how that they were manipulated or could be manipulated. And it's funny that he laid out all these things you had to do to manipulate the vote, and that's exactly what happened before the last election. And we couldn't understand why there might be somebody that would think that the election was manipulated. And we just mentioned Clearly Filters. I just looked it up. They're sold out at Amazon, but they really took out a lot of stuff.
You can go to clearlyfilter.com or just Google them. But they also have a refrigerator filter.
The water doors. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And then the under the sink, too.
You know, a lot of people forget about the ice. 2 minutes? Okay. Okay. A lot of people forget about the ice.
Yes. Yes. There are two things about water. One, hydration. And two, the 84 minerals that the body needs. So you may be thirsty because your body's craving the 84 minerals, not because you need hydration. So you've got to have a good, clean, pure water source that's going to have all the 84 minerals. If you have reverse osmosis or you're doing distillation to get your water clean, you don't have those minerals. So it's extremely important to get your minerals too.
All right. And we got the quote, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. And that was George Washington's version of this truth will come out eventually thing. But if you really try to put a little effort into it, it comes out a lot faster. And Grassroots America, We the People, great organization. Search on that one, Grassroots America. And there are a lot of great really good religious people out there working to save the country.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to put out an announcement. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor, to pay attention to my website, my Facebook page. There is a very high probability that I will be doing a pilot demo tomorrow, late afternoon, for a potential daily show. And I would like you to please pay attention to it, to watch it, to give feedback on it. And it means a lot to me. If I have any street cred with you, I'm asking you, please mark it down. Pay attention to my next Facebook post. It will present it. And it could lead to bigger and better things. Dr. Shelley Cole, I can't thank you enough for being on the program. Colonel, it's good to have you back. Shelby, you're always keeping me in track. Thank you very much. Judge Andy Isaacs, always he's a pillar to the show. The listening audience, people who text, email, the whole works. I can't thank you enough. The sponsors who trust me, have faith in me to do the program, thank you so much. And
hurricanes are not more prevalent.
We're going to take a break for another week, and when we come back, we'll do it all over again. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.